Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. So in the book of Mark chapter 1, we'll read three verses of Scripture. Amen. By the help and grace of God, and look at what God has for us this evening. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Mark 1 and 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." I love this passage of Scripture. Jesus had a forerunner. Amen. In the day before he physically came to the world. Amen. And Jesus now has another forerunner. Amen. Multiple forerunners in the body of what is called the church. Amen. By the way, we are to be in the office of John the Baptist, the forerunners, amen, of Christ. What does that mean, Brother Joe? We are to go before him, preparing the way. Amen. You see, God hasn't called us to heal within ourselves. He hasn't called us to save. But he has called us to be witnesses and to be the forerunner and to go tell the world, amen, that Jesus will save you. Amen. From your sin, he will heal you of your broken body. Amen. Come on. That's the reason that we're here. Amen. Otherwise, God would just save us, carry us on out of this world. And amen. Wouldn't have God never does anything just to be doing things. God's not an idle God or a God without purpose. Amen. He always has a purpose and a plan. Amen. Humanity doesn't always have one or the right one. Amen. But I want to look for a little while. Amen. Here, just as the ministry of John the Baptist, who was, by the way, a type of the church. Amen. There was two lights, amen, in the creation. Amen. There was basically in the beginning the cosmic light. But then the Word of God says on the fourth day, God created two great lights. And amen. One was the light to light the day, and the other was to light the night. One of those lights produced light of its own self. Amen. His own self. He's the Son of God. Amen. The other has no light of its own, but simply reflects the light from the great light of the day. Amen. By the way, that is the church. We have nothing of our own, no ability. Amen. But we're here to reflect the glorious light of Christ. Amen. And Jesus says to his disciples, which reflects on to the church, "Ye are the light of the world." Amen to God. And we go back and look in the Old Testament, our book of Isaiah, and it says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Amen. The king shall come to thy, amen, and nation shall come to thy rising, kings to the brightness of thy rising. Amen. For he said, "What? For darkness shall cover the land, and gross darkness the people." Amen. Oh, thank God. But I can tell you, that's when you're supposed to shine. Hello? Amen. It may bring a persecution to you, but just shine on. Amen to God. It may bring hardship, but shine on. Amen to God. Never said it was going to be easy street. Amen. I believe the Henson song said he never promised us a rose garden, an ease, a bed of ease. But he did say, that he'd be with us, that he'd never leave us nor forsake us, but he'd go with us all the way. Thank God, I found that he's never left me. The Apostle Paul writes and says to that young preacher Timothy, and when he's requesting that he comes to see him and bring his parchments and his cloak and, all those things, he said, at my first stand, no man stood with me save Christ. But he stood with me. When everybody else is gone, Christ has been there. And believe you me, he'll be there. That old song they sing, he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flames. And he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. Hallelujah. So for just a little while tonight, I want to just look at prepare ye the way of the Lord. We have great examples in the Word of God. And I'm telling you, I believe that God awaits opportunity. I can go back to that scripture in the book of Isaiah that says, where God said, I will work, who shall let it? I made a fellow upset who always kind of nitpicked me anyway when I preached, and he's always trying to find something wrong. And come on, Brother Joel. I don't think that's the way that it was meant in the scripture. I said, well, that's the way it's wrote in the book. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I will work. In other words, God said, you ain't got to wait on me. Nobody's waiting on me. I thought I was waiting on God one time. Because I was trying to get over that. What the devil had been telling me about somebody hit me in the head with a rock or a beer can. Come on, Brother Joe, or a beer bottle. God said, ain't nobody been waiting on me. When he said they that wait on the Lord, it's not waiting on God to get ready to do something. It's waiting on me to get right so God can do something. Hello? When he said they that wait on the Lord simply are those that will pray until they get their heart and their faith where God can do something. I told a lady one time who'd been in church for a long time, I was surprised that she didn't have a clue. I was preaching on prayer and fasting. I'm telling you, fasting takes down that old man and that body. Prayer builds up that new man. Hallelujah. That's the purpose. The prayer and fasting don't change God's mind. About something. Prayer and fasting gets me where I can believe God. Gets me rid of all the things that are hindering me from giving God a place to do something. Hallelujah. When we fast, we're not trying to help God. God don't need no help. I'm trying to, but God puts you on a fast. He's putting you on that so you can get over something that's a hindering God from doing something. You can't never blame God because something ain't done. It's not God's fault. It's my fault. That old Tennessee Ernie Ford song, it's not my brother and not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer. Amen to God. So, here Jesus, or John the Baptist come, and he is setting forth the principle here of the gospel and the forerunner of Christ. And saying, to that beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the prophets will send my messenger before thy face. Thank God for a forerunner. Thank God for the opportunity to be that. Nothing, no greater, place that God could give us no greater work to do than to be a forerunner. Let me go before him and saying, make the way, clear the way out. The Lamb of God's coming. Hallelujah. And Jesus came preaching the same thing that John the Baptist came preaching, by the way, was repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preaching the same message. Seems like today there's a lot of things preached outside of repentance. But I'm telling you, folks, to just hear that one message. And know that the Lamb of God will come by if they'll find that place of listening to what God's got to say. Amen to God. Get on their knees and repent. I can tell you the high priest of heaven will show up. He'll dip the hyssop in the blood and he'll sprinkle them under righteousness. Hallelujah. Set their feet on the king's highway. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost and set their soul on fire. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I remember preaching Wednesday night, amen, and mentioning Brother John Wesley when they asked him about, amen, what his method was. He said, I just pray until the fire falls, and they come out to watch me burn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, you talk to modern Methodists, they have no clue about the folks who founded their movement. Amen. Even though John Wesley never left the Church of England, he started the Methodist movement. Amen. And my, I'm telling you, put to shame. Amen. Most ministers today, he's up at 3 in the morning. Amen. He's chopping wood for widows. Amen. By 5:30 in the morning, he's preaching at the mines to as many as 5,000 folks who worked in the mines in Britain. Oh, he's down there having church. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Brother Wesley didn't allow no lazy ministers to hang around. Amen. They wouldn't last more than a day or two around him. He didn't have nothing to do with that. He had work to do because God's a God at works. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You'll find Brother Joe's got a, amen, sometimes certain pet peeves that bother him. Amen. One time said, I didn't care to, amen, shake hands with a man to preach for me that had slick, smooth hands like a woman. Amen. He needed to have been somebody been working. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. How's he going to tell somebody, amen, how to live? He ain't never done a whole lot of it himself. Amen. Needs to be somebody that's about the Father's business. Amen. Not, amen, lazy and slothful, but about God's work. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, I often said if I'd have been lazy, my dad would kill me. I'd never seen my teenage years. Amen. He believed that once that son came up, he was still in the bed. It was a cardinal sin. Amen. And he lived by that. Amen. He went to bed with the chickens and got up with them. Amen. Amen. My daughter said, Daddy, Grandpa goes to bed with the chickens. Amen to God. He does too. He did. Amen. Thank God. That's his way. That's when they done it. They worked from candle cane back then. Amen. But the time you could see to the time you couldn't. Amen. Well, glory to God. I can tell you, isn't it amazing how much, amen, they got done and what they got done for God? Amen. I'm telling you, they ought to, amen, had more time to do the work of God and had slower vehicles, slower means of doing everything, but got more done, looked like. Hello? Amen. We done enough there. Let me move on. Amen. So, voice of one, prepare ye the way of the Lord. The word prepare. Amen. I want to look at this right shortly, this statement. Amen. To prepare means to provide. It means to make ready. Amen. Other words, amen, you make sure that God has access to us. Come on. I want to say something here. Amen. More than, amen, any kind of ability, God don't look for ability. Amen. I can tell you what God does look for. Does He have access to us? Amen. If God ain't got no access to me, He ain't got a thing in the world for me to do. Amen. I want to say that again. If God has no access to me, amen, then He has nothing for me to do. What does that mean, Brother Joe? If He can't talk to me, if He can't get my attention, amen, if He can't, amen, relay His will and His purpose, that's why Brother Joe has often said it ain't nobody's business to tell somebody they call to preach. Amen. Because if God can't talk to them and tell them, amen, ain't no use no how, because God ain't going to bother with them. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I got to know that for myself. Amen. Because the next time I'm going to do something for God, I got to hear the same God give me directions and instructions. Amen. Oh, I know this modern world thinks that God don't talk. Amen. I'm telling you, that's about as a foolish of idea as Brother Joe's ever heard. Amen. They can't even begin to tell you how they got here. Amen. But they can try to tell you that the God that put them here don't know how to talk. Amen. Brother Joe knows who the foolish one is. Hallelujah. Listen, prepare to make, amen, to make or ready or to provide. Amen. There's some things, listen, the word terms also to create, to construct, to build, to ordain, and to prepare. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I believe that God uses things that are dedicated and consecrated. Almost all those vessels, amen, were dedicated, consecrated, and by blood they were cleansed, hello, and set apart for the work of the house of God. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. Amen. If God's going to use us, amen, and God's going to move in the place, anywhere in our life, it's going to be because we have prepared a way. Amen. We have made ready. Amen. We have provided God, amen, a means of access. We made sure we moved all the obstacles out of the way. Amen. Come on. Amen. Striving to enter in at the straight gate. That word straight there. Amen. That word straight means a very narrow place between obstacles that are close at hand. What does that mean? The biggest problem that we got, amen, walks around and lives with us. Hello? Amen. I'm going to press through. First thing I'm going to have to press through is S-E-L-F. Amen. Oh, number one. Amen. Matter of fact, once we ever get through self, all the rest of that stuff seems to fall by the wayside. Come on. If we never get all S-E-L-F, amen, where he belongs or she belongs, whatever that they are, amen, I know I probably just broke a lot of rules right there in the modern day realm of the it's. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But if we get that right, amen, we've got a long ways in preparing where God can get to us. Amen. And God can speak to us. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm quite sure tonight, amen, that we need God to have access. Amen. They sung that old song, amen, in the 70s. Amen. And never been a truer song sung in this world. People need the Lord. Amen. My. That song's still true today, or truer today than it was in 1970 whenever it come out. Amen to God. People still need the Lord. Amen. And they're going to need Him right on and right on until we've got to eternity. Hello? Amen. And God has delivered us from every vestige, amen, of self and evil that's going to be, amen, in this world. Hello? Amen. I'm telling you, we need Him. Amen. Therefore, amen, God said there's some things, amen, that I've left up to you. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. God can't seek God for me. Come on. God ain't going to seek God for me. That's my place. Amen. God will help me. Oh, yes. If I will institute the part that God's given me, and if I will take that step. Amen. But listen, that word prepare means there's some labor. Come on, there ain't no such thing as a lazy, successful Christian. Come on, I want to say it again. There is no such thing as a lazy, successful Christian. Hello? If I'm going to be successful in serving God, I'm going to have to work at it. Amen. After all, I'm not being saved by works. I'm working, amen, to let Him get to me so He can do all the saving and all the cleansing and all the work that needs to be done in my life. Amen. Come on, if He don't get there and can't work in my life, then I want to tell you, my life ain't never going to be what it's supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah. That little woman, amen, that had that issue of blood, amen, she had to do a lot of pressing, amen, to where Jesus could get to her. Come on. Oh, hey, listen, I'm telling you, there's some things that we have to do. Amen. I'm sure that the Lord helped that little lady and give her strength enough to do what she did, but she had to do it. Amen. And if you and I are going to get what she got, we're going to have to do the same thing. Amen. We're going to have to press through self. Amen. All the doubt and all the unbelief and all the things that the devil says that are lies. Amen. That he'll get on your shoulder and talk in your ear. Hello? I got to press through all that. Amen. Brother Bevington had to get in the hollow log. Amen. And press until he got all that business done something with. What's he doing, Brother Joe? He's preparing the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I want to tell you, I've never read anywhere in this book, amen, where people prepared the way in Christ arrived, amen, that it wasn't a blessing, amen, that it wasn't wonderful, and that supernatural things happened once Christ arrived on the scene. Amen. Glory to God, where it's a blind Bartimaeus, amen, amen, whoever that it was or whatever the situation was, amen, and we're going to look at a few in a few minutes, amen, but God wants us to do something. Let me prepare, amen. I can tell you, well, I can get into a lot of that preparation tonight, amen. I want to tell you, if I'll spend time with Him, amen, glory to God. Come on, Brother Joe, amen. Listen, I got to keep that channel open. I got to keep that well open, amen, to my soul. Amen to God. I can tell you, if you allow Him, that devil will come and he'll pile all kind of trash in your spirit and in your soul, and he'll fix it where you can't get a cool drink of water out of that well to save your life. Amen. He also has become our salvation. Amen. Isaiah writes and says, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to keep the devil's trash out. Amen. We're going to have to clean up, amen, things and get it clear. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We can drop that bucket of bait down in that stream of Christ. Woo! and get a, if you want a good, cool drink of water, that old song said, just dig a little deeper in the well. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like a good, cool drink of water when you're hot and thirsty and tired. Amen to God. And my Bible, he's got that comfort of Christ is compared to that cool water, also compared to that cool rock. Amen. That's cool on that separate outside of that sunside. And like a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. I can tell you when you get into him, amen, you may have to press to get there. You may have to climb to get into the shadow of that rock. But when you do, amen to God, I'm telling you, wonderful things are in store. Hallelujah. Oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Hey, hallelujah. If you press in and prepare a way, when he arrives, it'll be different. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo, about to feel like heaven, church. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Prepare. Amen. To make ready. Amen. A way. Amen. By implication, a route. Amen. Or a mode or a means. Amen. Yes. God, I got to make the means for God to get to me. I have to provide that. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means I have to give God attention. Amen. I have to make sure that, amen, that all the things of life that can, and there are many of them, amen, that can get in the way, amen, and absolutely hinder, amen, the Lord coming to me, amen, I have to make sure that he has the means to get to me, amen, come on. My, am I going to tell you, ain't nothing no better means than just a good, clear path, amen, my. Amen. Let me, amen, put it where there's nothing that separates. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus said, what is the word of God? Said, God's hand is not shortened that it cannot say, nor is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Brother Joe, no, it don't be no big iniquities either. It can be real little ones that, amen, that we just simply, amen, hadn't wanted. And come on, that we put off for a better day about dealing with. Come on. Old Solomon writes and says it's not the big foxes that spoil all the vines. It's them little ones. Amen. And by the way, amen, it's what people call them little sins. Amen. That will continually hinder them from having the proper relationship with Christ. Amen. And whatever I allow between me and God becomes a hindrance. Amen. It becomes a blockage. Amen. In the way of God's approach to me. Amen. Hallelujah. I must, amen, there's several things. Brother Joe can just touch on me. The Holy Ghost, amen, piles things on me sometimes when I'm a preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, I got to have an ear to hear. I got to have a mind to be willing that when God speaks to me to do what God says. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. He that heareth these sayings of mine, he says, and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. Amen. My. Amen. I'm telling you, we'll listen to what God says. Take heed to his word. Amen. And prepare a way where God can come to me and to you. Amen. He'll come. Take up his abode. Amen. And I'm telling you, well, that there are endless possibilities of what happens out of that. Glory. You know, amen. I've never seen America. How many people you go talk to people that's supposed to have been in church a long time themselves? A lot of them never seen a miracle in their life. Amen. I said, don't that trouble you? Amen. It trouble me. Amen. Why? Because, amen, miracles and God go together. Hello? Amen. Wonders and works of God, oh, you can't separate that out. Amen. The Word of God marks and warns us about the last days. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. So the Word of God that doesn't do anything. Come on. Well, come on now. But if we got the real God, amen, and we give Him access and He comes by, amen, I can tell you, we won't be the same after He's paid us a visit. Amen to God. Thank God for the visit this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I wouldn't trade, amen, Christ coming by, amen, for anything in the world. Oh, hallelujah. It's just, no, all things, amen, are possible when Jesus passes by. Amen. Hallelujah. Got to hurry. Make, amen, prepare you the way of the Lord. And then he says, make straight paths. Amen. Now listen, over to God. Make his paths straight. other words, don't let the Lord have to come and work around all kinds of things to get to us. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the Lord don't want to get tired of hunting us out of our junk. Amen. Amen. Or our stuff. Amen. As the Bible put it about one certain fella, he hid amongst his stuff. Amen. That's with Christians, if we're not careful, we will collect us a bunch of stuff. Hello? Amen. God ain't going to want to come digging through all that stuff trying to find me. Hello? No. God wants to know where I am. He wants to be able to walk right to me. Amen. Come on. I can tell you. Oh, listen. If you and I will see to it. Come on. God said, I don't want to have to waste time. Amen. If you'll clear out that path, I'll come where you are. Amen. Behold, He said, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. You've got to open the door. You've got to give me access. But if you'll do that, He said, I'll come in and out and you can find green pasture. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. Mark 2 and 4. I'm going to begin to look at some examples here. Amen. Mark 2 and 4, when they could not come nigh unto him for the press. Amen. These were the four men that had a friend that was sick of the palsy. Amen. He couldn't walk. So they put him on a stretcher, if you will, what we call a stretcher. Amen. And they carried him down to where Jesus was. Amen. And when they got there, amen, I mean the place is thronged. They in the house, standing outside the house. Amen, but here's somebody that needed some help. Amen to God. But they didn't let that stop them. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you a lot of people, if we're going to prepare the way, amen, if we want God to do something, we're going to have to make sure, amen, He has access. Hello? Come on. What did they do, Brother Joe? Well, they got up on top of the house. Amen. Over where Jesus was. And they began to pull the shingles off the top. Amen. And they opened them up a hole in the roof. Amen. And they let that man down right at the feet of Jesus. You talk about straight paths for his feet. Amen. They made him an easy access to that man who needed help from God. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe. Oh, what did Jesus do? He looked at him, looked around that room at a bunch of unbelieving, amen, folks that was hanging out in there trying to find fault. Amen. Not everybody there, but some of them were. And he said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Arise, take up your bed. Amen. And walk. My goodness. Amen. All this said, who is he that thinks that he has, amen, power? But he said that the Son of Man had power to forgive sin in the earth. Amen to God. Oh, listen. Thou be made whole. Amen. He said, which is easier? Amen. Thy sin be forgiven thee, or thou, amen, be made whole. It's all the same to him. Glory. Thank God that when, amen, preparation is made, God will move. Amen. I appreciate it. God. I think the other night I talked about Billy Sunday. Amen. Brother Sunday knew if you prepared, amen, and done what God said, God would show up. Amen. Come on. That's what, if God don't show up, ain't going to be no revival. Amen. They might come on. I know there may be a lot of emotionalism go on. There may be a lot of hip-hopping going on. Amen. But if God shows up, there's going to be more than that. Amen. There'll be some genuine works of God that go on. Listen. Amen. Now, when them bones had all come together, amen, and in that valley of dry bones, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of activity, but there wasn't a whole lot of supernatural work yet going on. Amen. Them bones are still dead. Amen. They still have no ability. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, when the Spirit of God got to moving in that place, amen, it brought sinew. Amen. It had come upon those bones and skin. Amen. And when the breath of life has come, they stood up an exceeding great army. I want to tell you, amen, it takes more than the noise. Amen. But when God shows up, amen, He'll bring about life. Amen. He'll bring about ability. Amen. To God, and He'll bring about a finished work. Glory.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, And my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.